Now, the temporary exhibit that he mentioned, the Lindau Man, sounded fascinating. So Meerasenthilingam met Dr. Sarah Glynn, who's another manager at the museum, to find out the history behind this amazing exhibit.
Well, Lindau Man is Britain's most important and most complete bog body. He was found 25 years ago in Lindau Moss, which is in Cheshire near Manchester. And he was found by peat cutters who were cutting the peat in the moss. Originally, he was found because one of the cutters was throwing something off the conveyor belt that they thought was just a log. Turned out to be a leg. The police, the archaeologists were all brought in. And Lindau Man was taken out in a full piece of peat and excavated in a lab in London. He was very heavily forensically researched. And we can tell loads about his final days, his final hours, how he died. We know that he suffered three key injuries. He has a blow to the head. He has a garrote or a sinew around his neck, which may have been used as a garrote. He also has a broken neck. And he also has some potential stab wounds.
That's quite a death.
Yeah, quite a nasty way to go. We know that the blow to the head didn't kill him because CT data shows that his brain had started to heal. His head had swollen and bruised, basically. So he must have been alive for enough hours for that to happen. And the work eventually showed that it was the fracture to the neck which was the fatal injury. The interesting thing about Lindau Man is that we know all of these detailed items about how he died. What we don't know is why did he die? Was it a ritual sacrifice? Was he executed as an example to the community? Or was he just a really unfortunate murder?
So how would scientists go about finding that out?
Well, archaeologists and the forensic scientists still study Lindau Man up until the present day. At around the time that Lindau Man died, there are quite a lot of bog bodies across Western Europe, and often they have suffered three deaths, as it were. So similar to Lindau Man, three significant injuries. And even things like swords that were thrown into bogs as offering to the gods, they were sometimes killed three times. So they might be bent three ways. We don't know exactly what this all meant, but it was clearly something quite significant.
Yeah, it's a very interesting pattern.
And it's certainly, for me, the strongest argument for why is probably a ritual sacrifice. But we can't be sure. We can never be sure because there are no written records from the time. What we do know is that Lindau Man was very well looked after physically. So he has manicured fingernails. He has hair that's been cut into a very fetching mullet. And he was probably about 25 years old.
How are you using the exhibition here then to teach people about Lindau Man and what the science involved in finding out about his demise and his life is about?
Well, this exhibition is all about us presenting the visitors with the evidence that we've got and asking them to make up their own minds about how he died. We've even got some cutting-edge technology which was developed by Newcastle University's Culture Lab department, which is a multi-user touch table. And you can investigate in detail some of the forensic data that was collected at the time, x-rays, CT scans. You can even run simulations to see particular weapons in action so you can decide for yourself what might have killed him. And really, because we don't know, we're throwing it open to our visitors to say, here's the data, you decide. You make your interpretation, which is just as valid as those of the archaeologists and the forensic scientists.
That's a nice touch to think that they could help contribute to quite a complex mystery.
We really want to involve our visitors in our exhibitions, and particularly for this, where we just don't know. It's a wonderful way of doing it.
So if you fancy yourself to be a good amateur sleuth, you could pit to those little grey cells against the mystery of the Lindau Man, who was originally found in Lindau Moss, which is where he gets his name from. That was Dr. Sarah Glynn, museum manager, talking to Meerasenthilingam.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, the Naked Scientists.